This is a special edition of the Bets and Quotes podcast. We are going to do our locks of the week because we've got a bunch of people that are going to be in sports books this weekend that listen to this show, and we don't want to let them down. So it's going to kind of be a little bit different. We're actually going to give three picks each. Now, our last pick will be our lock of the week. So, for our little stats that we're keeping track of, I got mine right last week, finally. So I pulled a 5-6 as the New England Patriots covered the spread against the Eagles. Dave, how did you do last week?
I finally lost. It was a good run.
So you're down to 7-4, correct?
Yes.
All right. So as a podcast, that still keeps us two games above 500. So we're 12-10 as a show. I actually had a good weekend myself in placing bets until the Chargers decided not to cover. I should say Philip Rivers decided not to cover, but that was a little bit painful last night. But we'll give you our picks, and hopefully those of you that are going to be in sports books this weekend will get some use out of them. So it's a little bit scary to think that people actually listen to this and actually put real money on it. But hey, that's what we're here for, right? So let's give it a go. All right. Well, I'm going to go first. My number three pick is I am going to take the Titans -3 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Titans are really tough at home. It's going to be a gross game. Titans will grind this one out, and they should cover the -3. So that's my number three pick.
I think of my locks of the week this year, my four losses have almost always had either Jacksonville or Indy, and they're playing each other. So I'm running away from that, but I like your pick there. My first pick is going to be Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Atlanta Falcons over 52.0 points. I've been on the Buccaneers over train for the past 8 weeks, and it has been 8-0 in the last eight. They're covering. They've only had two games that didn't hit the over, and those were their first two. So they are 8-0 and hitting at 80% this year. So I'm just going to roll with that.
All right. Well, my second pick is going to be the Steelers Cincinnati Bengals under. It's a low number. It's only 39, but I'm taking the under off of that. The Steelers, 10 of their last 12 divisional games have gone under, and the Bengals are also a good under team. So that's probably why the number is as low as it is, but I still think they'll manage to go under that as well. So Steelers, Bengals under 39.
All right. Well, I'm gonna stick to what I know best, and that's over-under totals, and I'm going to do another over, and this will be between the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders over 45.5 points. Both teams are hitting the over this year at 60%. Darnold's not seeing ghosts anymore. He's throwing from three or more touchdown passes. And Oakland's secondary is awful. The Jets turn over the ball a lot. I just see a lot of points and short field in this game.
All right. Well, it's time for our number one picks. So these are the ones that are actually going to count towards our lock of the week. Hopefully the other ones do well for you. But my lock of the week is you can play this either way. If Meat Sauce happens to be listening to this, you can probably put it as part of a parlay, which means you'll want to take the money line. If you're just playing the game straight up, go ahead and take the 1.5. But it's Seattle at Philadelphia. Take the 1.5 or just play it straight up on the money line if you want a little extra juice. Seattle, there's a big myth about teams that are going coast to coast, either east coast to west or west to east. Seattle going to Philadelphia seems like one of those matchups where people are going to be hammering the Eagles. But get this, Seattle, their last 9 trips to the east coast, they are 9-0 against the spread, including 5-0 straight up. So that is your lock of the week. Take Seattle plus the 1.5.
I love that pick. I actually had that on my board too. Also, they're, I think, 3-4-1 on the road against the spread. So yeah, I really like the Seahawks there too.
Yes.
My lock of the week is going to be the hated Green Bay Packers +3 on Sunday Night Football against the San Francisco 49ers. Just not sold on San Francisco. Rodgers does really well in primetime games, and obviously we know the Packers always get the calls. The Packers are 7-3 against the spread, which is tied for first in the NFL. And they are 3-1 on the road against the spread. So as much as it pains me, I'm taking the Green Bay Packers +3 in San Fran.
All right. Well, there you have it, friends. There are our locks of the week. Good luck to all those of you heading out to the casinos this weekend. Wish I could join you. I'll be on my Bovada account placing some of these bets. Thanks for listening, guys. And we will be back next week with our second annual Thanksgiving special.